Good morning. It's Friday, June 4th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. We're learning more about a high-speed chase in Washington that led to an officer-involved shooting. The pursuit began after a suspect fled from a traffic stop in Kelso. He crashed his car on I-5 near the exit to La Center. Investigators tell us Washington State Patrol troopers and a Cowlitz tribal police officer shot and hit the driver. The driver then barricaded himself in the car for about 20 minutes, warning officers he had a gun, before eventually surrendering and being taken to the hospital for treatment. The Southwest Washington Independent Investigative Response Team is now in charge of the investigation. Oregon's latest county risk levels are now in effect this morning. Clatsop County made the move to lower risk. Meantime, Lane and Polk counties improved to moderate risk. Later today, Governor Kate Brown will speak about Oregon's pandemic response. You can watch that on Coin6 and on coin.com. Washington Governor Jay Inslee introduced the Shot of a Lifetime campaign to boost vaccination efforts in the state. Starting next week, the lottery will draw a winner for $250,000 every week for 4 weeks. There will then be a final drawing for a $1 million prize. Vaccinated Washingtonians are automatically entered in the drawings. The Adventures with Purpose dive team says they found an SUV just off the Cathedral Park boat ramp. They tell us the plates matched a vehicle belonging to Richard Ritz, who was reported missing in September. Multnomah County Sheriff's deputies were able to recover a body from the SUV, but have not yet identified it as the missing man. Republican lawmakers are set to introduce a new counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. Last night, the president offered to slash his proposed infrastructure spending to $1 trillion and to fund the upgrades through a 15% minimum tax on corporations, rather than raising the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%. Firefighters from across Oregon will be training for the wildfire season in Molalla today. If you see smoke in the area around 11 o'clock this morning, that's just crews lighting and extinguishing fires for practice. They've already been busy this week responding to large fires in the Dalles and in Newburgh. Thanks for listening to The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. You can find our library of great podcasts featuring in-depth reporting, interviews with newsmakers, and unique storytelling anytime on coin.com. Or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you on Monday.